This is the Walking Leader Podcast, and you are listening to episode 178. Hello, this is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 178. The Walking Leader Podcast serves as an audio tool for you, the current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. I am David Guetta, and I'm here to help you every step of the way. Why? Because we have a problem. We have a leadership problem. You know, I know, we know there is a problem. Leaders, especially up-and-coming leaders, are afraid to step in, step up, and lead. They are afraid to lead because of a fear of failure. This podcast is one of the numerous tools the Walking Leader provides those leaders in order for them to step in and step up through the sharing of knowledge, wisdom, inspiration, and motivation to help get them out there with the confidence and grit to be the leader. So let's get this episode started.
Have and share a sense of purpose. We're going to talk about having and sharing a sense of purpose with yourself, with your team members, with everyone around you, near, dear, far away, close, anywhere. Especially in these trying times, in these coronavirus 19 or COVID 19 times, days. It's difficult. You know, we're all hunkered down, we're all restrained, but it should not stop us from doing what we need to do. It should not stop us from putting our purpose on hold. It should not stop us. But yet, some people just need that little extra motivation because, yes, that's all that's happened is they put themselves on hold. They can't go out. They can't do this. They can't do that. They can't do what they wanted to do. They can't. They feel stagnated. And guess what? That's not what needs to happen at this time. This is now that time where you are given this gift to step back, reevaluate, repurpose, reorient yourself, decide, and then once you get the go-ahead, act. But you also get the opportunity to act while you're still in this hunker-down situation, while you're still in a quarantine state, while you're still able to adjust. So you start working your plan, and you start adjusting your plan, and you look at your sense of purpose, and you start growing that passion again. You start recovering what drove you before. And if you're not doing that, then guess what? Now is the time. Now is that time. And so what is it? What is a sense of purpose? Well, your sense of purpose is shaped by the things you believe in and value, your own personal code of behavior, your own personal code of ethics, what you believe in, not what society tells you you need to believe in. Those days are gone out the window. It's what you as the human being you're becoming and growing into be is that's what it is. So don't forget that. Never forget that. Always remember that. It's your own personal code of behavior and ethics. Sense of purpose helps you live by those values. These values, they might include things like being a good friend, helping others, being a good neighbor, keeping healthy, improving the community, improving your community, looking after your family, experiencing the world by traveling, whatever it happens to be. Big or small, it doesn't matter. Some people know from an early age what they want out of life. And others, well, they don't know until much later in life. And that's okay. That is fine. That's perfectly well. Because again, if you are not deciding what it is, you haven't decided yet in life what your purpose is, that's okay. That's fine. That's part of growing up. That's part of developing your own value system. That's part of developing your own behavior system, your own value code of ethics, your own personal code of behavior. And why is that okay? Because you're still evolving. You're still growing. And somewhere along the line, you might see that, hey, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe this isn't for me. Maybe the path that others in your close circle of friends or close family circle, what they want you to do, because that may be the way they were raised. Maybe that's the way they were taught. Maybe that's because they don't know anything else. And they've always followed that line that that's what's supposed to be for you. Well, that is wrong. What's for you is for you. Your sense of purpose can change as you grow older. And that's what I'm saying. While others may have wanted to change as they grew up, they never seized that opportunity because they found comfort in what they were doing. And that, my friends, is not a good thing, especially if they settle themselves down and they find comfort in the stagnation of not growing, of, oh, I can't do that. Oh, who am I? I don't have the skills. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the connections. I don't have this. I don't have that. And again, so it's easy to slip back. And right there, that's where the thing is wrong. You do have the connections. It's called the internet. Look at this. I'm doing this every day, whether one person watches or everybody in the entire planet watches, or 20, 30 people or five. It doesn't matter. I'm still doing it because this is my purpose. This is what I like to do. This is where I find value. And if others don't like it, you know, I'm still doing it, whether they like it or not. So what's stopping you? You have to learn new things as you go along. And so I'm tweaking the show. I'm tweaking other things, my writing, my style of writing, what I write about, who I write about, the purpose behind my writing, the same thing. So do you see, we keep learning, we keep growing, we keep understanding. And then sometimes in doing that, we see revelations and we see the light and we see an exposure to, well, wow, this has happened. Now I understand why this has happened in my life, because of these other things that have happened that I've allowed to happen. And I understand that growing up, you're not allowed, you're still learning. You're still a kid, you're still a child, and sometimes you have to face the cold, hard reality. But again, that moment when you've given that opportunity to lead yourself, to manage yourself, to direct yourself, then you know what? You take it, you take the reins, and you go with it. And you go out there and you meet new people, you experience new experiences, you live life in a new way. So what is important, most of all, is being able to identify the things that matter to you. And today, what matters to you is what matters to all of us, is that we're all facing the reality. We're the only animal on the planet that is consciously aware of our own mortality. We're the only animal. Our dogs don't know it. Our goldfish doesn't know it. The great white shark doesn't know it. Great white shark's out there doing shark things every single day. He doesn't know that he's going to die one day. But yet we as human beings know for a fact that our time will come to an end. And more so now with this whole thing, with this whole coronavirus situation. So we realize that fact, but what are we doing to change our lives to go forward coming out of this? Because the way things are shaping up, it's going to be one of those that all of us are going to get infected before we are able to live a life. So it, excuse me, had to sneeze. So it's going to impact our lives. All of us are going to have to get infected either through a vaccine or communicable transmission, but it's going to happen. And that, again, is the facing our own mortality. And we're aware of that. And is that scary? Yeah, it's scary. Is that humbling? Yeah, you better believe it's humbling. And those that don't believe that, well, you know what? That's on them. You can't force yourself onto them. You can't force your belief system onto them. But you know what? 9 times out of 10, they're going to force their belief system on you. And again, don't be crowded by that nonsense. And I call it nonsense because if they have to force their belief system on you, that is the nonsense right there. That is truly where it's at. So understand, as long as you can accept that they have a differing opinion, that they have a different viewpoint, that's great because that makes you a better individual. But it's when the others on the other side refuse because, oh, well, I'm this in the family structure. I'm that in the family structure. I'm so-and-so with all these titles after my name. I am this. I am that. But you know what? That doesn't excuse anything. That doesn't excuse anything. And vice versa. You know, yes. So you might have a title after your last name, but you should use that for good. You should use that to open the mind, your mind first, then the minds of those in around you, the close circle of friends, the sphere of concern, the sphere of influence. Sorry about this. The sphere of influence. Then you have the sphere of concern, but you got to start with yourself first. So remember, the sense of purpose is the motivation that drives you towards a satisfying future. That's it. That's where you have to have that motivation. It also helps you get the most from the things you do and achieve, large or small, right now, today, right here. Because again, just like all the other animals on this planet, all the other living beings, all the other living creatures on this planet, they don't know when their time's up because they're not even aware that their time's going to be up. That's why we need to grow from the things we do and achieve right now. So your sense of purpose helps you prioritize your life. It helps you make plans. It identifies things that truly count if circumstances change, and folks, circumstances are changing daily. It also helps you get the drive to keep going when things get rough. Oh my goodness. It does. That sense of purpose, because you know at the end, there is a light at the end of this tunnel. There's a light of everything that's down, everything that's bad, everything that's sad. There's a light at the end of that, because life is constantly changing. It's those that refuse to change that are going to continue bogging themselves down. They're going to go continue playing the, oh, poor, pitiful me. Oh, pray for me. Do this for me. Do that for me. And again, they don't want to do anything for themselves. Where's the priority there? Where's the sense of purpose there? And don't fall trapped to that, because there's no sense of obligation until you have a sense of obligation to yourself. And then you start spreading it. But you have got to take care of yourself first. It helps you also focus on the short-term goals, like getting your schoolwork done, looking after your loved ones, taking care of your loved ones, participating, say, in a sport or a team event, or joining a team. And all of that, the sense of purpose, helps you become more resilient as you grow. It helps you become flexible, especially on those long-term goals. You want to be a volunteer overseas? By all means, be a volunteer overseas. But understand, it's going to be rough. You can't come home when things are rough, because you're that far away. So you have to endure and know what it's going to be like to endure. And folks, right now, we're all enduring. This is a perfect time. This is helping, shaping you grow. It helps you succeed, especially when it comes time to start a business, to go to back to school, to start a family, to do whatever you need to do that's going to make you grow. The things that give you meaning, security, and pleasure, that those things are going to become easier, because that sense of purpose reflects comfort, family, stability, laughter, health, wealth, all of that. Because again, you have a sense of purpose, and you've endured it, you've learned it, you've honed it, you've mastered it. And the qualities that you're going to respect in yourself are going to be the same qualities you're going to seek in other individuals. That's just what I said. When you start respecting yourself, you start treating yourself honestly, with fairness, with respect, treating yourself with honesty and fairness and respect and generosity, guess what? You're going to look for that in others. And you're going to quickly start to identify those individuals that don't have those values, those qualities. And guess what? They serve no purpose. And again, if they're close to you family-wise, or they're far away, complete strangers, and they want to be part of your life because they recognize that, hey, they see that you're going places, but they don't understand. They just see the finished product or the work in progress. Well, guess what? You will see it. You'll see them for who they are and for what they are. And they bring no value because, again, the honesty, the generosity, the fairness, and the respect, if they're not giving it to you, how can they demand it from you? And it is that simple. It is that simple. And sometimes, folks, it has to take a situation many years ago, and now we're in the same situation again, to be reminded of, hey, who treated you bad at that last bad situation? The last bad situation I was in was in 9/11. We weren't home. I had just had my daughter. We were out. We were outside the state, and we were left stranded. And we were also left holding the bag. Luckily, when we turned to someone, they weren't there. And we turned to others, and they were there. And that's a good thing. So you start seeing where the good is, where the bad is. And now here we are, 19 years later? And we're in another situation just like that. And again, it starts shining through all over again. So again, realize that some will never change. Some will always be that individual because they have a sense of entitlement. They have that sense of, no, you owe it to me. I don't owe you anything. And again, that's when you start realizing that, hey, you've been honest, you've been fair, you've been generous, you've been respectful to yourself all along, and then why are you allowing anyone else who is not that to enter your life? Folks, sharing that sense of purpose is going to be easy because once you have it, once you hone it, once you've mastered it, and yes, you can master it because it's you. and you realize you're going to continuously grow on it. That's when you start mastering things. It's when you realize that I have to continuously grow. I have to continuously keep at it. And at that point, that's when you're able to start sharing it, because again, you start realizing who the ones that are on your side are, and you start realizing those that are not on your side, they're just in for the ride. And folks, it's easy to spot. And some of them, real easy to spot. So again, have that sense of purpose. Realize that, hey, life's not going to be easy. Life is not going to be easy. But again, work at it, work at it. Realize who you are, what you want to be, what you want to become, and understand that there's going to be some downfall, but there'll also be achievements, there'll also be progress, and of course, there's going to be progress. And as a leader growing and shaping yourself, then you'll understand that, and you'll realize that the cornerstones to all of the success is just going to be happiness and flow and optimal experience, and seeking that optimal experience, finding the best you can in any experience, even this one that we're in right now. And then at the end, at the very end, you're going to realize that you lived a well-lived life. And at that point, that's when you leave a legacy.
You have been listening to episode 178 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I do invite you to contact me by email at dave@davegarra.com or reach out to me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word, or on Instagram, instagram.com/Dave_Guerra. Also, I invite you to visit, like, and subscribe and follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. And again, I thank you for listening to episode 178. Join me next time for episode 179, where we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. Until then, take care of yourself, take care of each other, and always remember to go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.